Across Tamworth and the Northwest Slopes and Plains, you're waking up to 2TM Breakfast with Peter Huxley.
Tony, how are you going, Tony?
Good morning. I'm well, thank you.
Our tip didn't go too well last night, the Roosters.
No.
I don't think too many people other than Raiders supporters could have had the Raiders last night, but they were courageous. They were too good, and I thought the Roosters got a fair old crack off the referee last night as well, and the Raiders were still too good for them. So,
yeah.
Well done, the Raiders. Good on them.
I'm going to be honest and say I didn't watch the second half,
yep.
But I will this afternoon. Because there was a punch on. What is that?
Oh, well, Josh Papali got made a tackle, and the Roosters player Angus Crichton lashed out with his elbow.
While
he was on the
before.
Ground. He has, yeah. He lashed out with his elbow and got him right on the point of the nose, and his nose started bleeding, so Papali sort of gave him a bit of a one back, and
right.
There was a bit of a wrestle on the ground, and then the Roosters got the penalty, so I told you they got a fair old crack off the referee as well. So.
Yes, I saw the blow up on Twitter about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it was like, well, how
it was
do you...
like,
yeah.
How dare you headbutt my elbow?
With your nose as well.
Yeah.
Now, what's happening in the news quickly this morning?
So there's a new project, actually, for going a little different today. It's called the Panorama Project.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it was created by Arts Northwest, and they did it because once COVID-19 started, a lot of artistic opportunities were, you know, kind of removed because you couldn't go places, you couldn't do things with people.
Yes.
So what they did was they sent almost 1,000 little small sketchbooks around to people in the community across.
Oh, wow. Have a draw.
Yeah, 12 local council areas. So really, really like the full northwest area.
Yep.
And got people to draw things from their self-isolation. So
panoramas
and things like that. Yeah, it's really, really beautiful. They also did engage 10 emerging artists from the region, which is great.
Yep, yep.
Because those people would have been, you know, really without
Can
work.
Can you draw?
I wish. I love drawing
I just can't
and painting.
Draw. I
but,
can't draw.
Landscapes, that's the easiest one, you know, blue up the top, green down the bottom.
I do the little sun with a circle with the lines all around it, you know.
Yeah, that's, yeah, stick
that's
figure
all I
sun.
Got. Yeah, 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 stick figure sun, stick figure people, the house that's just a square with a triangle on top. That's me.
Yes, well, I'm
I
sure
mean, Ken Doan
like
made
that.
Millions out of that sort of
Exactly.
Sort of
anyway, yeah, so all of the sketchbooks
what a great project.
Will now be doing a tour. So they're going to go around the libraries for all of those council areas so that everybody can have a look at what our communities were thinking, feeling, doing during this time.
What a terrific thing that is.
Yeah,
isn't
I think
that a great
amazing.
Little artistic project? Yeah.
It'll be so beautiful to see as well because I feel like even if you live in Tamworth, but there's someone who lives in Inverell or Gunnedah and, you know, you might actually have had really similar experiences. So it's also bringing people together in their isolation
by
like similar experiences.
Well, it's a we're all in this together type situation,
exactly.
Isn't it? And everyone was in pretty much the same situation. And
yeah.
Let's see how people reacted. Well, that's fantastic. Speaking of how people reacted, today's the day we play How Average Is Tony?
All righty, let's do it.
Do you want to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, you won last week. You're 1-0 up.
Oh.
You like dessert?
Yeah, this
What's
is going to make
favorite?
Me hungry. Oh, I love chocolate. Like, I just...
Oh, I love chocolate too. You can't not
love
chocolate. Do you like dark chocolate?
I do.
Mm.
Do you know what? I love it to a certain extent. So I always have this discussion when I go to visit my mum. She has like 80% cocoa and
I
up,
like the 80%.
And up,
yeah,
and I'm
yeah.
like, no, dude, that's too much. Like,
no, that's good.
Oh,
you got to.
It
it's like chili.
Like
you've got to. It's like chili. You got to build up.
Do you have
it.
Chili in chocolate?
No, I don't. No, I don't like orange either. Orange in chocolate. No,
oh,
no, it's not
my
thing.
God. What about ginger?
I've never tried it.
Oh, I'm gonna get you some.
Okay.
Do you like ginger? Like
I love ginger.
Flavor?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm gonna.
It's good for. I like it because it's good for you.
Yeah,
it's good for your immune system,
it.
Isn't it?
I love the ones you get at sushi as well, you know, when you get the, like, cured ginger.
Ah, little orange strip things.
Yeah, well, they should be kind of, like, more like a beige colour. That's the best type.
Right, okay. Do you like cake or pie?
Is this American?
This is American pie, sweet pie, like, you know, cherry pie or apple pie.
Oh, I love apple pie.
What about
I'm going to go with
you prefer it over cake?
I don't know. That's so
different. You've got to say something.
Can I say
we're
both?
Running out of time. No.
Okay.
No. Cake. It's would you rather.
Cake. Cake.
Well, that one's working. 69% of people prefer cake. You're 1-0 up. 175,000 to 78,000.
Wow.
Statistically significant. Mm. Cookies or macarons?
Cookies.
Yeah, this is too easy.
Macarons are like the most unsatisfying sweet treat ever because you eat one and you're like, well, that's it.
Correct. Only 17% of people prefer macarons. Cheesecake or lava cake?
Oh, lava cake. I just don't like cheesecake at
really?
All.
Oh, I love cheesecake.
I know. I think I'm going to be out of the average there.
You are. 56% of people to 44% prefer cheesecake. Oh, see, this is going to be too easy as well. Brownies or lemon bars? Lemon tart.
Like a lemon curd thing?
Yeah, like, you know, a lemon meringue pie.
Oh,
type
I
thing.
Do love that,
or,
but brownies.
Or brownie.
You asked me if I like
whenever,
chocolate.
Whenever there's a rule of thumb in this, I've been playing this game with Annie and with someone else before that. There's a rule of thumb in this game. Chocolate always wins. If you've got one of the options is chocolate.
Yep.
82% of people prefer brownies over lemon bars. Crepes or cream puffs?
What's a cream puff?
I like a profiterole type thing.
Oh, crepes.
Crepes?
With Nutella.
69%. I don't even know what the score is. Let's call it 4-1. Chocolate ice cream or chocolate mousse?
Ice cream.
78% people. Donuts or churros?
Churros. Controversial opinion. Don't like donuts.
Well, churros is just a straight donut anyway, isn't it? It's like a straight line donut. I think they're ridiculous.
Churros, though, because they're like a little... the thing I don't like is the texture. So, like, for example, one of our colleagues bought donuts in the other day.
Yep.
They're so much thicker than a churros. So, to me, it's like extra texture.
I find churros really oily.
Yeah, they are.
And I just can't do them. Yeah.
I wouldn't choose either. I would go without dessert.
Oh, you can't not. You've chosen the minority, by the way, on that one. Fruit tart or chocolate-covered strawberries? Remembering the rule of thumb here.
I would go with the chocolate-covered strawberries because the fruit tarts always have, like, that jelly stuff on them.
Yeah.
And I'm off that.
Yeah. 59% of people prefer chocolate-covered strawberries. You've won, but I'll give you the last couple, the last one anyway. Cupcakes or creme brulee?
Cupcakes.
Cupcakes? What's your favourite cupcake? Because they're a thing now, aren't they? 68% of people agree with you. You've won 7-3 in an absolute hiding. I had a real hard one there and it didn't get, it didn't work. So I'm a little bit disappointed about that.
It's the weekend and everyone wants dessert.
What are you doing on the weekend?
I actually have people visiting again.
Oh, really? Yeah. Gee, you're popular. No one ever visits the Mustard Hut.
I just got here, that's why.
Okay, they'd come to just check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I had a few visitors when I first moved up here, actually, that they just kind of go. They're like hounds. They come up and go,
are you alive?
They're just sniffing around the joint and then they never come back.
Well, my mum is coming, so she better come back.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do with your mum?
Well, I don't know. I feel like because last weekend I did stuff, I don't really want to do that again. But then is that fair to her to miss out on those
things? Yes, it is. Absolutely, it's fair.
Take
her to the library to see the panorama
as well. It's not till September. But I do really want to see the murals on the silos up at Baraba.
There you go. Yeah, they're fantastic.
I think they look amazing. And it's supposed to be really nice weather, so that could be an option.
Okay, yeah, that's good. And you can spend some time in some of the towns in between on the way as well and spend a little bit of money here and there.
Yeah,
so that's
exactly.
Good. Get the economy going. That's a great idea.
Yeah, and just to be clear,
it's a bit like
coming
it's
from
a bit
a
like
complete...
Ayers Rock too. So you've seen it sort of thing, if you know what I mean.
Right, yeah. She's
like
coming
you go
from
there
a
for
COVID-safe area, everyone. Just to
it's all
be clear.
Oh, right, okay, yeah. So Newcastle is COVID-safe.
Yes.
She would
works
be
at
isolating
home
anyway.
At the moment. She's not seeing anyone.
good. That's good news. Yeah, that's an important thing to stay as well. Well, thanks very much, Tani. Have a great weekend.
Thank you,
and
too.
And we will talk to you on Monday. And, we'll hear from you right after this anyway with the news. See
all
ya.
Right.
Get your day underway with 2TM Breakfast with Peter Huxley on Tamworth Zone 1287 2TM.
Unsurprisingly enough, in the USA at the moment, record gun sales in June, all-time record gun sales. Their solution to everything is get a gun, isn't it? Mandy Collins lives in Little Mountain, South Carolina, with her husband and three kids. The 38-year-old never owned a gun before. Her husband doesn't have one either. But after the pandemic hit, she spent $450 on a powerful handgun. She says, with all the toilet paper gone and everything, people just started acting crazy. I guess the fear of the unknown and letting prisoners out of prison, and I just decided I wanted to go ahead and just purchase one. Some states have released prisoners from home detention amid the pandemic who are near the end of their sentences or who are older or deemed not dangerous. So it's not a real, you know, they're not letting all the rapists and murderers out. After seeing all the riots and the lack of arrests, Colin said that made her happy she'd bought the gun. I'm so glad I did it, because there's a certain power you feel when you pick up a gun, isn't there? Fears over the pandemic and protests are driving millions of Americans to buy guns at record pace, and nearly half of them appear to be first-time gun owners. It's not going to end well for them, is it? After the George Floyd thing and everything like that, they are in record numbers. The government doesn't even track firearm sales, but it does track background checks that are required to buy guns from licensed dealers. For handguns in June, those were nearly three times higher than a year earlier.
Tamworth Zone, 1287 2TM and 2TM Breakfast with Peter Huxley.
Something I wanted to have a chat with you about, organ donation. Now, I had an aunt die a couple of years ago. She was at the gym, actually, and she just keeled over, unfortunately, from a brain aneurysm. She was an organ donor, and we got a lovely letter from a couple of people. The family got that about a year later, saying they'd taken advantage of her organ donation and were now having a great, healthy life, and they were so grateful. Now, what I wanted to tell you was the option to donate is no longer available on your driver's license renewal form. I didn't know this. So it's a subject a bit close to my heart. I think we all should be able to. I think you should have to opt out rather than opt in, personally. But it's a really great thing to do. You're not going to be using them, obviously. And it's a great thing. If you want to donate your organs and tissues for transplant after death, you need now to register your decision with the Australian Organ Donor Register. The Donor Register is the only national register for organ and tissue donation. If you don't register with that, you cannot. You're not a registered donor. So no matter what's on your license, you may have renewed your license 3 years ago, it's no longer valid. One donor can save or greatly improve the lives of 10 or more people. So, you know, that's how good it can be. As a donor, you can choose which organs and tissues you wish to donate. But to register with the donor register, you've got to be at least 16. You need to submit your personal details and your Medicare number. You can also register your wish not to donate on there, which is completely up to you. Even if you have this registration, it's voluntary, but family consent is always needed before donation can go ahead. So whether you said yes or not, you also need to discuss your decision with your family and close friends. It seems a little bit dodgy, doesn't it, that you have to jump through all these hoops to donate your organs, and even at that point, you've still got to get the family give you the go-ahead after that. So it's not an easy thing to be able to do, but it is such a worthwhile thing to do as well. To register online, you need to go to Services New South Wales it's servicesaustralia.gov.au. If you just Google donate organs or organ donation or something like that, you can do it. It's not an easy thing to do, which is just a shame. It is easy. Don't get me wrong, it's relatively easy, but it's not just as simple as ticking a box on your driver's license. You've got to go and register with the Australian Organ Donor Register, the National Register, where you can record your organ and tissue donation decision. You've also got to discuss that decision with your family. I've done this already. Obviously, I had a bit of a scare a few weeks ago, and I'm all right now. I'm 100%. Not 100%, about 86.3%, I reckon I am at the moment, but which is pretty good, better than a lot of people. I tell you what, you're always better off than some people, aren't you? But imagine that, giving life to someone else after you pass. I think there's nothing better than that, is there, to be able to do that and pass on that. So the Australian Organ Donor Register, I'm not being paid to do this or anything. This is just something I've noticed the other day. Just happened to come across my transom, that you can no longer just tick the box on your license renewal. You've got to go and register, put your Medicare card in there, put your details in there. You can specify which organs you want. I mean, no one wants my liver, for example, on your tissue or your heart valves, all that sort of stuff that you're not going to be needing, but someone else would be desperately, and the family of those people. Discuss your decision with your family as well, and it's going to be a good thing. So there you go. There's a little community service message there just from me.
Wake up and face the day with 2TM Breakfast with Peter Huxley. Tamworth Zone, 1287 2TM.
Aldi's known for its famously speedy checkout system. Do you shop at Aldi? And they go, pew, 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 with all the groceries. Well, I used to shop there. And while the efficiency is one of the reasons why the retailer offers such low prices, a woman has sparked a discussion after she claimed an Aldi cashier tried to enforce a checkout rule she had no idea about. After selecting her items, the woman headed to the checkout with a bag and claimed she was told, bring a trolley next time, but you got to have $2 to put in the trolley, don't you, Aldi? Gotta have a $2 coin. These times of contactless, not everybody's got coins anymore. Talking to Facebook in the Aldi Mums group. There's an Aldi Mums group on Facebook. The mum explained she recently visited her local store to grab a few items for dinner, but it was a situation at the till which left her really annoyed. When the cashier starts scanning them through, I place them into a bag and he said to me, next time you come into the store, bring a trolley to load your groceries into. I said, okay, but as I was preparing to say, I said, sorry, why do you need to bring a trolley? He said, to load your groceries into, make it faster for the other customers. During her furious rant, the woman added, I was so irritated by this, I've got 10 items, mate. What you do, this is what I used to do, I used to get the kids and set up a slips cordon. So I'd go wicket keeper. You'd get the missus would be there, you know, putting them through. I'd be the wicket keeper, and I'd have the young bloke at, you know, first slip and the daughter at second slip. As they come off the thing and she's flicking them over, you know, we're that! Ah, they didn't like that either, because that slowed everyone down as well. One woman said as a comment for this, for only a few items like this, I definitely have my own bag or my own basket as well. Very silly to get a giant deep trolley for only a bag's worth. Another added, that's ridiculous. How many items did you have? Fair enough if you're trying to load a whole belt full into bags, but that shop is tiny. One person even said, I went in for 3 items once, and the lady said the same to me, and I laughed at her. You gotta have a trolley. I got 3 things. In fact, I'm putting one of them back now. Your chocolate's crap. Nothing says I don't like you that much as buying someone Aldi chocolate. We used to look after one of the neighbour's kids, and she'd thank us by giving us Aldi biscuits, Aldi stuff. Just don't bother. I'm not interested in your Aldi chocolate. You know, is your kid not worth, you're having your kid looked after? Is that not worth a Cadbury family block? Or some favourites? And it is time we went to the States. Let's go to Lincoln, Nebraska. You ever had a car that just annoyed you, kept breaking down, and you know what you should do? Belt it with a shovel. A 20-year-old Lincoln man is in jail after he threatened to shoot a 37-year-old with a rifle. Stay with me. Police said the 37-year-old victim was driving near 64th and Fairfax Avenue on Tuesday morning in Lincoln, Nebraska, when he saw Dominic Kinzer hitting a car with a shovel. Police said the victim pulled over and got out of his car to see what was going on. That was his first mistake. When you see someone beating up a car with a shovel, you just keep going. That's when Kinzer started yelling at him and tried to fight with him. Police said Kinzer then went into an open garage nearby, grabbed a rifle and pointed it at the victim and threatened to shoot him. Victim, of course, got straight back in his car and drove away to call the police. When the police arrived at the home, Kinzer said he was hitting his own car with a shovel. And it was none of his business. He's allowed to hit his own car with a shovel when the victim showed up. Police said the car did actually belong to Kinzer, and so did the garage he entered. Kinzer was arrested for terroristic threats and possession of a deadly weapon in the commission of a felony. Officers located the rifle and another shotgun in the garage. We still don't know why he was trying to kill his own car with a shovel, though.